May we look to the Lord again in prayer.
一同来仰望主。
Lord, we worship you for this new day and for this new year.
主啊，在这新年的时候，在这一天开始的时候，我们要敬拜你。
We want to have the very best beginning for this new year.
我们愿意有一个最好新年的开始。
Lord, turn us all to yourself and turn us all to your precious word.
主啊，叫把我们转到你自己，把我们转到你自己宝贵的话里面去。
Lord, we love thy word.
我们爱你的话语。
And we pray that your word will dwell in us richly.
我们求你把你的话丰富地藏在我们心中。
We will be filled with the word of God.
让你的话充满在我们里面。
We will keep it, and we will live it, and we will speak it.
让我们能够持守，让我们能够把你的话讲述出来。
Now bless your word to us this morning.
哦，用你的话来赐福给我们。
And speak to every one of us.
向我们每一个人说。
And bring us more deeply into your word than ever before.
哦，把我们带到你话语更深之处。
We ask in your precious name.
我们奉你宝贝的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. May we turn to Nehemiah chapter 8.
我们翻开尼希米第八章。
In the first meeting that we shared in this conference, we spoke on the wall.
第一次的信息我们讲到城墙。
The main part of the city of Jerusalem that's shown to us in Nehemiah is the wall with the gates.
在尼希米里面给我们看到耶路撒冷的城是城墙跟它的门。
And we saw the significance of the wall.
我们实在看到墙的重要性。
And then in the second meeting, we saw how we need to work on this wall and how everyone has to do his part.
我们第二次的信息讲到我们如何要在墙这件事情上面来工作，每个人都要摆上。
In the third meeting, we saw that whenever we are building, the enemy is attacking.
第三次的聚会，我们看到，当我们在建造的时候，仇敌就在攻击。
And so we're all involved in a great warfare.
所以我们都在这场大的征战的里面。
But the Lord is with us.
但是主与我们同在。
And greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world.
在我们里面的比在世界上的大。
So we can overcome and we can complete this wall.
所以我们能够得胜，我们能够把城墙修造完全。
But for this, brothers and sisters, we need the word of God.
但是为了这一些，我们需要神的话。
And that's what we're coming to this morning in Nehemiah chapter 8.
这就是今天早上我们到尼希米记第八章。
So we'll read, I think I could read a few verses to you from the last part of the last verse of chapter 7, starting there.
我们从七章最末了开始。
And I'll read the first two or three verses here. And when the seventh month was come, the children of Israel were in their cities. And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the broad place that was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, both men and women, and all that could hear with understanding upon the first day of the seventh month.
第八章第一、第二节到了七月，以色列人住在自己的城里。那时他们如同一人聚集在水门前的宽阔处，请文士以斯拉将耶和华借摩西传给以色列人的律法书带来。七月初一日，祭司以斯拉将律法书带到听了能明白的男女会众面前。
Now in these verses, we see that the people asked Ezra to come and to read from the book of the law of Moses.
在这里我们看到会众要求以斯拉来读摩西的律法书。
Now, it may have been Nehemiah behind them, urging them to do this.
可能是尼希米在后面来催促他们这样做。
But it is obvious they are very willing to do this.
但是很明显的会众都愿意这样做。
They have just completed the wall.
他们刚刚把城建好。
They were strengthened greatly to do that, and they finished it.
当他们这样做成的时候，他们实在得到能力。
And I think they realized that what they need now to go on is the Word of God.
他们现在知道他们要继续向前的话，他们需要神的话。
And they called for Ezra.
所以他们就请以斯拉。
Now Ezra has not been mentioned in the book of Nehemiah up to this point.
在尼希米记里面直到现在还没有提到以斯拉。
But he's been there all the time.
他是在那里。
He's been there for 13 years.
他在那里已经有13年了。
Now let's look back into the book of Ezra chapter 7.
我们来看一看以斯拉记第七章。
Now this is where Ezra rises up and goes from Babylon to Jerusalem.
以斯拉给兴起，从巴比伦到耶路撒冷。
And in the first verses, the first five verses, it gives the genealogy of Ezra.
第一到第五节是讲到以斯拉的家谱。
Tracing his genealogy all the way back to Aaron the high priest.
把他的家谱一直连到大祭司亚伦。
So Ezra was born a priest.
所以以斯拉生下来做祭司的。
Verse 6.
第六节。
This Ezra went up from Babylon, and he was a skilled scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord, the God of Israel, had given. And the king granted him all his request according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him.
这以斯拉从巴比伦上来，他是敏捷的文士，通达耶和华以色列神所赐摩西的律法书，王允许他一切所求的，是因耶和华他神的手帮助他。
And he came to Jerusalem in the fifth month, which was in the seventh year of the king.
亚大薛西王第七年，以色列人他是来到耶路撒冷。
For upon the first day of the first month began he to go up from Babylon, and on the first day of the fifth month came he to Jerusalem according to the good hand of God upon him.
第九节，正月初一日他从巴比伦启程，因他神施恩的手帮助他，五月七日就到了耶路撒冷。
For Ezra had set his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and ordinances.
第十节，以斯拉定制考究遵行耶和华的律法，又将律例典章教训以色列人。
Now, this is a wonderful verse concerning Ezra's character and what he did.
这是一段美好的话，讲到以斯拉的性格跟他所做的。
He set his heart to seek the law of the Lord.
他是定义去寻求神的心。
Not only to seek it, but to do it.
不单只是寻求，还去实行。
And not only to seek and do it, but to teach it.
不单只去寻求去遵行，他还去教导。
And this is the right order.
这是一个准确的次序。
Firstly, we need to seek the word.
首先我们要去寻求神的话。
And then to do it.
然后我们去遵行。
And then we could teach it.
然后我们去教导。
Ezra was really raised up by the Lord through his word.
以斯拉实在是用神的话把他兴起的。
And he came to Jerusalem.
他来到耶路撒冷。
And while he was there,
当他在耶路撒冷的时候，
he was able to purify the priesthood and to raise up the serving priests.
他在那里洁净了祭司的制度，也把 侍奉的祭司带起来。
But it seems that afterwards there was a decline among God's people.
但是过了一段日子，神的百姓在那里走下坡。
There was a general period of confusion and neglect of the word of God.
但有一段日子，他们实在不认识神的话，也忽略了神的话。
And they didn't pay attention to Ezra.
他们不再注意以斯拉。
And he was unwanted and neglected.
哦，大家就忽略了他，也没有去用他。
And then Nehemiah came.
尼希米来了。
And Nehemiah was burdened to build that wall.
尼希米是带着建造城墙的负担。
Ezra could not do that.
以斯拉他不能够建造城
墙。That was not his portion.
那不是他那一份。
The Lord raised up Nehemiah to do that.
所以主就兴起尼希米来做这件事。
And Ezra was happy to let him do it.
所以以斯拉很愿意他来做。
I'm sure he was praying for him.
我相信他实在为尼希米祷告。
But he's not mentioned until chapter 8.
但是直到第八章一直都没有提到以斯拉。
Now it's time for Ezra to do his part.
那现在呢是以斯拉要尽他那一份。
What Nehemiah did, Ezra could not do.
尼希米所做的以斯拉他不能够做。
What Ezra did, Nehemiah could not do.
以斯拉做的尼希米也不能做。
They both had their portion and both were needed.
他们每个人都有自己那一份，我们需要每一个人。
So far, we've been talking about Nehemiah's portion and the building of the wall.
我们一直都在讲尼希米那一份，讲到城墙的建造。
Now we have to come to Ezra's portion and the reading of the word of God.
现在我们要来到以斯拉的他那一份，讲到读神的律法。
Now, brothers and sisters,
来到
This is Ezra.He read therein before the broad children. They were standing there listening to the.
老师他们七十年。
And a number of them language.
他们是讲另外一种的语言。
Perhaps they forgot their native tongue, the Hebrew language.
可能他们已经忘记了他们的母语希伯来文。
And especially they forgot.God's word.
特别是他们忘了神的话。
And now they feel this is what we need.
他们现在觉得这是他们的需要。
They were hungry for God's word.
他们实在对神的话有极大的饥渴。
They had a deep inner craving to hear the word of God.
他们里面实在是很饥饿的需要神的话。
One sister, this was a real revival.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个实在的复兴。
Whenever God's people come back to the Word with a craving for the Word of God, now that's a revival.
什么时候当神的儿女对神的话有这样的饥渴的时候，那里就有复兴。
Verse 4.
第四节。
And Ezra the scribe stood upon a pulpit of wood, which they had made for the purpose. And then it mentions,Seven men who stood on one side of him.
这里文士以斯拉站在为这事特备的木台上，然后就提的有七个人站在他一边。
And then it mentions another six men that stood on the other side of him.
然后讲到有另外有六个人站在他的右边。
I think these men all felt quite honored to be standing there with Ezra.
我相信这些人实在觉得非常的荣耀，能够与以斯拉站在一起。
Verse 5.
第五节。
And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up.
说以斯拉站在众民以上，在众民眼前展开这书，他一展开，众民就都站起来。
Now, they must have been sitting there on the ground.
可能他们是坐在地上。
But when Ezra opened the book,They all stood to their feet.
当以斯拉把书卷打开的时候，他们就都站起来。
This was not a kind of formal thing. This was their reverence for God's word.
这不单单是一个礼仪，这是他们对于神话语的敬畏。
Verse 6.
第六节,
And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen, with the lifting up of their hands, and they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground.
以斯玛称颂耶和华至大的神，众民都举手应声说：“阿门，阿门！” 就低头面伏于地敬拜耶和华。
Now, brothers and sisters, I don't think someone told them, "Now everyone should say Amen, Amen."
我相信不是有人告诉他们，现在你们要说阿门，阿门了。
I think this was their spontaneous response to the prayer over God's word.
你知道是他们在里面自动的对神话语的回应。
Spontaneously, they all said, Amen, Amen. With the lifting up of their hands. And I don't think anyone said, okay, everyone put their hands up. They spontaneously put their hands up. The Spirit was moving in them. With turning their hearts mightily to God and His Word. And they worshipped. With their faces to the ground. And then, it tells about how some of the priests and the Levites, they caused the people to understand the word.
然后就讲到这些立位人跟祭司使百姓明白律法。
And verse 8.
第八节,
and they read in the book in the law of God distinctly, and they gave the sense so that they understood the reading.
他们清清楚楚地念神的律法书, 讲明意思，使百姓明白所念。
In these few verses, it mentions this word "understand" 5 times.
这里讲到明白有5次。
It's very important not only to read the word, but to understand what we're reading.
我们不单只要读神的话，最重要的是明白神的话。
In Colossians chapter 1. You could remember, I think, Paul's prayer in that chapter. He prays in verse 9 that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will. In all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Now there's no way we can be filled with the knowledge of His will without the Word of God.
弟兄姊妹，如果没有神的话，我们就不能够满心知道神的旨意。The
Word of God gives us the full knowledge of His will.
神的话就把他那完全的旨意给了我们。But
we need to read it with wisdom and with spiritual understanding.
所以我们需要读的时候用属灵的智慧跟悟性。So
these Levites and priests helped the people to understand what Ezra was reading.
所以这些的祭司跟文士 他们帮助百姓使百姓明白律法。
Now, when I read this, brothers and sisters, I had a question.
当我读的时候，我有一个这样的问题。
What book was he reading? What passage was he reading to them?
他在读哪一段的圣经呢？
What do you think?
你们以为他在读哪里？
Now, the law of Moses has 5 books in it, right?
摩西的律法是5卷书。
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
创出立民生.
Which do you think he was reading?
哪一卷书他在读呢? Oh,
I don't think he had time to read all 5.
我相信他没有时间把5卷都读完.
Now Ezra was living there with the people. He knew the condition of the people.
以斯拉是与这些百姓住在一起，他们知道他们的光景.
He also knew the word of God.
他也实在认识神的话.
And he was a skilled scribe in the word of God.
他是一个敏捷的文士.
And he knew what particular book they would need.
他知道他们实在需要哪一卷的书信.
What do you think it was?
你想他在读哪一卷呢?
Now, we are not told here.
这里没有告诉我们。
My own persuasion, brothers and sisters, is that he read Deuteronomy.
我想他是在读申命记。
I don't think he started with Genesis and read all about the flood and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob.
我相信他不是从创世纪开始读到洪水、亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
I think, well, this is my own persuasion.
这是我自己的理解。
I think the book of Deuteronomy would be very appropriate at that time.
我觉得在那个时刻读生命记是最合宜的。
Because in Deuteronomy, Moses is instructing the people how to live in the good land when they got there.
因为生命记是摩西指导以色列人他们如何住在迦南美地。
How to keep the word of God.
他们如何来持守神的话。
How to live by the word of God.
如何按着神的话而生活。
In Deuteronomy chapter 8, he says, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
在生命记第八章那里说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口中所出的一切话。
I think he was reading Deuteronomy.
我相信他在读生命记。
Well, maybe in 5-6 hours he could finish the whole book.
可能五六个小时他能把整卷生命记读完。
While he's reading,
当他在读的时候
the Levites are helping the people to understand.
那个利未人就帮助这些人来明白。
They did a very good and needful job.
他们实在做了一个很好的工作。
And when we read the word of God, we need to ask the Lord to cause us to understand what we read.
当我们读神的话的时候，我们需要求主来帮助我们去明白他的话。
We all need not a natural understanding, but a spiritual understanding of the word.
我们不是刚刚求一个天然的一种的知识上的明白，而是一个属灵里面的明白。
We need to read the Bible in our hands, but we need the Spirit within to teach us what it means.
我们要在我们手上来读神的话，我们需要圣灵在我们里面教导我们神的话。
Verse 9,
第九节
And Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra, the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, This day is holy unto the Lord your God,Do not mourn nor weep.
省长尼希米和做祭司的文士以斯拉并教训百姓的利未人对众民说今日是耶和华你们神的圣日不要悲哀哭泣。
This verse lets us know what they were doing while Ezra was reading.
这一节圣经就告诉我们当以斯拉读神经的时候
their,
他们这些人在做什么呢
their conscience was touched.
他们的良心给触摸到
they were convicted by the word.
他们让神的话来得着他们
they realized deeply how much they had failed.
他们就看到他们失败的多厉害
how greatly they had sinned against the Lord and his word.
看到他们对于神的话对于神他们是如何的得罪了
and they were mourning and they were weeping.
所以他们在那里悲哀哭泣。
These people meant business with God.
这些人他们实在碰到了神自己。
And they spontaneously wept and mourned.
他们那里有及时的回应与哭泣。
But in this verse, Nehemiah and Ezra tell them not to weep and not to mourn.
但这个时候，尼希米告诉他们不要悲哀哭泣。
And they said, This day is holy unto the Lord your God.
因为他说，今日是耶和华你们神的圣日。
Now, why did they tell them that?
为什么他们这样告诉他？
Because, brothers and sisters, that day was the first day of the seventh month.
因为这是七月的第一日。
And that day in the Jewish calendar is a special holiday.
因为那一节那一个日子在犹太人是一个特别的节期
That's the day when they keep the Feast of Trumpets
这是他们在是吹角节
And the significance of that day brothers and sisters is actually prophetic of the future
因为那一个节是预言到将来
Of the day in the future when God by the sounding of the trumpets will gatherAll his chosen people, the Jews, together again.
因为当号角吹起的时候，神要聚集所有的犹太人在一起。
And that is a day of joy.
因为那是一个喜乐的日子,
and rejoicing.
他们在那里欢喜,
there should not be weeping or mourning on that day.
那一天不应该悲哀哭泣,
but surely they were convicted and they needed to mourn and confess their sin.
但实在是他们实在遇到了主, 他们需要那里悔改来认罪。
Now there was a time for that, but this was not the time.
Oh, 他们需要悔改认罪, 但不是这个时刻。
And that time arrived when we come to chapter 9.
因为到第九节, 他们还需要痛哭悔改。
So, on that particular day, the problem was, it's not appropriate with, and it's not fitting in the mind of God to do that on on such a feast day.
因为在这个节期, 他们在神的眼中不适合痛哭, 悲哀。
We may illustrate in this way.
我们可以这样来理解。
When we come to the Lord's table,
当我们来到主桌子的跟前,
that's the time to focus on the Lord and worship and praise Him.
那是我们的眼睛要聚在主的身上来敬拜他。
That is not the time for us to focus on ourselves and deal with our sins and confess our sins.
那个时刻不是光光看, 注意在我们的身上, 我们在那里认罪。
Now let's read some more verses here. Verse 10.
我们再读到第十节。
Then he said unto them, Go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto him for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
又对他们说，你们去吃肥美的，喝甘甜的。 有不能预备的，就分给他们。因为今日是我们主的圣日，你们不要忧愁。因靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量。I
think this verse, the joy of the Lord is your strength, is quite a well-known verse among Christians, but I think mostly they take it out of the context here.
因为很多神的儿女，你这一节圣经是很出名的。 因靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量，但是很多时候我们没有连上上下文的意思。
I think the context of this verse, the joy of the Lord is your strength, is we do need to be. There is a time for joy, there is a time for weeping. But the joy of the Lord, if they would have it, would be the strength for them to follow through and deal with the Lord.
因为这里说，因靠耶和华而得的喜乐是你们的力量，是他们因为得着喜乐，他们又有力量来向前。当然有，因为那个时刻，他们需要痛悔和悔改认罪。Verse
11.
第十一节.
So the Levites stilled all the people, saying, "Hold your peace, for the day is holy. Neither be ye grieved."
于是利未人使众民静默，说：“今日是圣日，不要作声，也不要忧愁。”
And all the people went their way to eat and to drink and to send portions and to make great mirth because they had understood the words that were declared unto them.
第十二节,众民都去吃喝,也分给人大大快乐,因为他们明白所教训他们的话。
So they kept the feast with rejoicing.
所以他们在节期的里面满了喜乐。
And that rejoicing overflowed so that they sent portions to all those who didn't have anything, so that everyone could rejoice together. Verse 13. And on the second day,
次日,
it's the second day now, were gathered together the heads of the fathers' houses of all the people, the priests and the Levites, unto Ezra the scribe, even to give attention to the words of the law.
众民族长祭司和利未人都聚集到文士以斯拉那里，要留心听律法上的话。
That is really beautiful.
这实在是一幅美丽的图画。
The second day, you have the leading ones. They come to Ezra with the desire to get more deeply into the word.
次日，这些做带领的，他们来到以色列面前。 他们要更深的留心听律法上的话。
And they do that. And it's clear from the following verses that they're reading the book of Leviticus.
当他们这样读的时候，我们就看到下文告诉我们，他们应该是在读利未记。
Verse 14,
第十四节,
and they found written in the law how that the Lord had commanded by Moses that the children of Israel should dwell in booths in the feast of the seventh month.
他们见律法上写着耶和华借摩西吩咐以色列人要在七月节住棚。
Now this is from Leviticus chapter 23.
这是在利未记二十三章讲到的。
And it's describing the Feast of Tabernacles,
是讲到住棚节,
which takes place on the 15th day of the seventh month.
乃是在七月的十五。
And they were in the second day.
他们是在七月的第二, 他们是第二天。
So they had 13 days to prepare for that feast.
所以他们有十三天来预备那个节期。
And they wanted to do it according to the word of God.
他们是要按着神的话来过节。
They wanted to keep every word and keep it in detail.
他们按着神话里面仔细的规条来过节。
And they needed some time to prepare for that feast.
他们需要一些的时间来预备那个节期。
Because according to Leviticus 23, they needed to go up to the mountains and get some branches of the trees to build some booths.
因为根据利未记二十三章，他们需要到山上取一些的树枝来搭棚。
And they all did that.
他们都是照着做了。
They went up and they gathered together a lot of branches and they built these little booths where they could just have room to sleep.
所以他们就是到山上取了这些的树枝，就搭了许多的棚，小小的棚，他们能够住在里面。
And verse 16,
第十六节。
So the people went forth and brought them and made themselves booths, every one upon the roof of his house, and in their courts, and in the courts of the house of God, and in the broad place of the water gate, and in the broad place of the gate of Ephraim.
于是百姓出去取了树枝来，个人在自己的房顶上，或院内，或神殿的院内，或水门宽阔处，或以法莲门的宽阔处搭棚。
I think you may remember that map we put up there, and you can remember where the water gate was on one side, and the gate of Ephraim on the other side.
你记得那一个图画，这里有水门，那边有以法莲门。
They fill that area with these booths.
他们在那一片的中间搭了很多的棚。
And some of them had houses there, and they put some booths on the roof.
有人他们有房子在那里，就把棚搭在他们的房顶上。
Now I remember, brothers and sisters, about 30 years ago, I was in Boston.
弟兄姊妹，三十年前我在波士顿的时候。
Just at this time.
就是那一个时刻。
You know, the seventh month, according to our calendar, is October.
当犹太的七月应该是我们的十月。
That's the seventh month of the Jewish calendar falls on our October.
因为犹太历的七月是在我们的十月份。
So around October 15, I was in Boston. We had some meetings there.
大概十月十五号，我到波士顿有一些的聚会。
And we were driving through a certain part of the city.
所以我们就经过了。波士顿里面的一个区。
And I saw something there I had never seen before.
我看到一些我从来没有见过的事。
And I've never seen it since then.
我后来也再没有见过。
As we're driving down the street, I looked in someone's yard, and there were some booths made out of tree branches of trees.
我就看到有一些的房子在那里，有一些用树枝搭的棚。
And I said to the brothers, "What's that?"
我就问那是什么东西啊？
And then down a few more houses.There's a booth on part of their roof there.
我又看到另外一个房子，在他们的房顶上又有一个
棚。And I looked at the other side, and there in their courtyard and garden, there's some booths there also.
又到另外一面，就看到他们的花园里面，又有一个棚子。
Then the brothers told me, that's the neighborhood where the Orthodox Jews live.
那些是犹太人。他们守律法，犹太人住的地区。
They're all keeping the Feast of Tabernacles.
他们在那里过住棚节。
So they built these booths like that.
他们就搭那个棚。
Even 30 years ago, here were people, Jews, who wanted to keep the word of God.
30年前, 在这个地方, 犹太人, 他们还要照神的话来活。
So that's what all the Jews did there.
这个就是当时犹太人所做的。
And it says in verse 17,
第17节,
And all the assemblies of them that were come again out of the captivity made booths and dwelt in the booths. For since the days of Joshua, the son of Nun, unto that day, the children of Israel had not done so.
从母道之地归回的全会众就搭棚住在棚里，从嫩的儿子约书亚的时候，直到这日，以色列人没有这样行。
You know, the days of Joshua, that was about 1,000 years prior to this day. And they had never done that.
直到现在他们从来没有做过。
Actually, in Ezra chapter 3,
在以斯拉第三章那里,
that's about 80 years before that, it says right there that they kept the Feast of Tabernacles.
那大概是80年前，他们好像过过，住。But
what they did not do at that time was to build booths.
但是当时他们没有搭棚。They
only offered the sacrifices.
他们只是在那里献祭。So
here, it mainly means that since the day of Joshua, the children of Israel had not built booths like this.
在这里说，从嫩的儿子约书亚的时候。
So it's quite special that they did this. Verse 18. Also, day by day, from the first day unto the last day, it was an 8-day feast.
从头一天直到末后一天，他们那是八天的节期。
From the first day to the last day, they read in the book of the law of God. And they kept the feast 7 days, and on the 8th day was a solemn assembly according unto the ordinance.
从头一天直到末一天，以斯拉每日念神的律法书，众人守节七日，第八日照例有筵宿会。They
used all the time, day by day, to read the word more every day.
他们每一天都在读神的话。Actually,
they are told in Deuteronomy to do that during the Feast of Tabernacles.
生命记里面告诉我们, 在住棚节里面, 这是他们每天要做的。
So, 8 days after the 15th of October would bring you to the 23rd of October.
所以, 7月15日之后的8日, 他们就到了7月23日。
Now we start chapter 9.
我们就开始了。
And in the 24th day, Verse
1.
Now in the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting, with sackcloth and earth upon them.
So 以色列人聚集禁食，身穿麻衣，头蒙灰尘。
Now, brothers and sisters, the feasts are over, and now is the time for their humiliation, for their mourning, and their weeping, and their confession.
节期过了之后, 这是他们需要来到神的面前认罪悔改痛哭的时候。
Verse 2.
第二节,
And the seed of Israel separated themselves from all foreigners and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers.
以色列人就与一切外邦人离绝，站着承认自己的罪恶和列祖的罪孽。
Notice the order here. First of all, they separated themselves from the foreigners.
你看到这里的次序，就与一切外邦人离绝。
And then they confessed their sin.
然后他们承认自己的罪恶。
It's meaningless to confess your sin while you're still holding on to the sin.
如果你仍然手中抓住，仍然活在罪中，你认罪是没有意义的。
Verse 3. And they stood up in their place and read in the book of the law of the Lord their God a fourth part of the day. And another fourth part they confessed and worshipped the Lord their God.
说那日的四分之一站在自己的地方念耶和华他们神的律法书, 又四分之一认罪，敬拜耶和华他们的神。
Now I understand, brothers and sisters, that in the Jewish day, when it was light, during that 12 hours, those 12 hours of light were divided into four parts.
你记得在犹太，十二个小时就是白天，他们分开四个部分。
With 3 hours in each part.
就是每三个小时算一部分。
So it says they read in the book of the law a fourth part of the day.
他们说用四分之一来的时间来读神的话。
That would be 3 hours in, probably in the morning.
大概是早上三个小时。
And another fourth part of the day, another 3 hours, they confessed and worshipped the Lord their God.
又四分之一是认罪，认罪了三个小时。
Now I think this is a very proper and precious practice.
这是一个很应该适当的操练。
They read the Bible first. They read the Word of God first for 3 hours.
他们先读神的话，读三个小时。
And then after reading the Word of God, they confessed and worshipped the Lord.
然后他们读完神的话，他们在那里认罪，他们在那里敬拜神。
Now I think this is a good time, brothers and sisters. I'd like to share with you 12 aspects of how to read the Bible.
我愿意跟大家来分享十二种读圣经的方式。
Now we saw 12 gates in the city, right?
我们看到那个耶路撒冷城有十二个门。
Now I'd like to share with you 12 aspects of how to read the Word of God.
我愿意跟大家分享十二个层面来读神的话。
And I hope this will help all of us.
希望能够给大家有一点的帮助。
Especially the young people.
特别是年轻人。
First of all, brothers and sisters, we need to read the word with an appetite for God.
弟兄姊妹，首先我们读经的时候要对神有一个胃口，有渴慕。
And this shows that we have a seeking heart and a hungry heart.
就是说我们要有一个寻求渴慕的心。
You know, if we read the word with an appetite for God, I tell you, it will mean very much to us.
如果我们读神的话，我们带着一个渴慕的心，这个是非常的重要。
Now, if we only have a little appetite, that's okay, just start with that.
如果我们只有一点点对神的心，对神的胃口，那也可以。
Your appetite will grow.
但是你对神的渴慕会增长。
Right. And if you don't have any appetite, ask God to give you an appetite.
如果你对神一点的渴慕都没有，求神给你对神的渴慕。
We need to be hungry for the Lord.
我们需要渴慕我们的主。
We need a seeking heart and a hungry heart.
我们需要一个寻求的心，我们需要一个饥渴慕义的心。
Secondly, brothers and sisters,
第二点,
we need an open heart and a listening ear.
我们需要一个敞开的心，我们需要一个会听的耳朵。
An open heart to hear whatever the Lord wants to speak to us through His Word.
我们要把我们的心打开，不问神向我们心中说什么。
This is an exercise that we need.
这是一个我们需要的操练。
Exercise before the Lord to have an open heart.
我们需要在神面前操练，对他有一个敞开的心。
And to have a listening ear.
然后需要有一个会听的耳朵。
You know, naturally speaking, all our ears are filled with wax.
你知道我们的耳朵啊，都给我们这些耳的屎来塞住了。
You know, I recently I went to a doctor. I told him I'm having trouble hearing.
最近我去看医生，我说我这个听东西有点问题啊。
He examined my ears and he said they're filled with wax.
他说你的耳朵里面塞满了这些耳蜡。
So I went to one ear doctor and he dug out this ear and took out all the wax.
所以我看了一个耳朵的医生呢，他就把我里面的耳朵的东西都挖出来。
When he finished that ear, it was a little painful, so I said, I think I've had enough.
我在给我挖完这一个耳朵有一点痛啊，我说行了吧。
I haven't gone back to him.
我现在还没有回去挖那个。
So I can't hear out of this ear.
所以我这个耳朵听得不清楚。
But I can hear quite well out of this ear.
在这个耳朵我听得比较清楚。
Too much wax in this ear.
在里面有太多的这些的，我们叫。
And sisters, we need to dig out our ears.
我们需要把我们的耳朵挖通。
Have a listening ear.
有一个会听的耳朵。
We sang that hymn this morning, Master, speak, thy servant heareth.
早上我们唱诗说主人请说，仆人静听。
I'm sorry, you only have one verse to that hymn.
很可惜你们只有一节。
There should be five or six verses.
这一首诗歌应该是五六节。
Maybe Brother Bohr can translate the rest.
可能伯弟兄可以把其他五节翻译出来。
That'd be a good job, brother.
这个是一个好的任务给你。
That will build up the wall.
这能够建造城墙。
Do we all agree?
我们都同意吧。阿们啊。
This is Frances Habergal who wrote this hymn. She really were very much with the Lord.
这是 Frances Habergal 姊妹所写的美丽的诗歌。
Okay, we've only covered two aspects.
现在我们只谈了两个方面。
Number third is very important.
第三点也是非常重要的。
Read the word prayerfully.
用祷告的心来读经。
When you read the word, pray over it.
当你读神的话的时候，用祷告的心来读。
Use the word as a kind of a prayer book.
用神的话好像一个祷告的书一样。
Turn what you read into prayer.
把你所读的变作祷告。
Especially if something touches you in the word.Pray that to the Lord.
特别是有一些话，他们摸着你的心，用这个话来向神祷告。
Ask the Lord to make that word real in your experience.
求神把这些话在你的心中显为真实。
This is very important.
这是非常的重要。
In 1967, in the church life where I was,
在1967年，在我的聚会生活里面
，we discovered at that time.How much we needed to pray over the word of God.
我们就发现我们如何的需要把神的话祷告出来。
It made a big difference in our lives.
在我们的生命里面产生极大的作用。
And the church life improved.
教会的生活在那里实在是进步了很多。
Read the word prayerfully.
用祷告的心来读神的话。
Number four.
第四点。
Read the word.Thoughtfully,
用心去读神的话。
Think about what you're reading.
用意识的去读神的话，思想你所读过的话。
I realize, brothers and sisters, many times we just read the word and we're just kind of gliding over the surface.
有的时候我们读话就是在这个字面上溜过去了。
We're not getting into the depth of the word.
我们没有深入神的话。
We're not penetrating the thought of the word.
我们没有深入话里面的思路。
When we say read the word thoughtfully, that means with some meditation.
我说要用你的心思去读神的话，就是你带着默想神的话去读。
Meditate on the word.
默想主的话。
Ask some questions for my eyes to see.
主啊，开我的眼睛，叫我能够
看见。Meditate on the word.
默想神的话。
Fish it up.
你早上起来的时候就放在你的床前圣经。
And you will see it every morning, priority number one.
你早上一起来就看到第一重要优先的事情要做。
Read the word regularly.
有规律的，常常读主的话。
And I think.The word of God is worth a morning priority and not an evening priority.
我实在觉得主的话是配得成为我们早上第一优先，不是晚上。
If you read it regularly in the morning, you'll probably read it again in the evening.
因为如果你早上固定的时间来读的话，可能晚上你还会要读。
The next aspect I would mention is read it repeatedly.
下面一点就是要重复的读。
Not just regularly, but repeatedly.
不单单是有规律的读，而且要重复的读。
Now, what do I mean by that?
这是什么意思呢？
You know, sometimes you would read a chapter, you just read it once.
有的时候你读一章圣经你就读 完就读个一次。
And maybe the next day you go on to the second chapter.
然后明天就读第二章。
And then the third chapter.
然后第三章。
Now sometimes, brothers and sisters, it's good to stay in that one chapter repeatedly for a time.
有的时候我们需要重复的读那一章。
Read it more than once.
不止读一次。
Read it maybe five times.
可能需要读五次。
Or ten times.
或者十次。
The more you read it, the more you will see.
你越读你就越有看见。
The more you will understand.
你就越明白。
Sometimes in Westminster where we meet, we know that we're all going to be in a certain chapter on the Lord's Day.
哦，有的时候在我们聚会的地方，我们知道下个主日我们要读这一章圣经。
So we find that it's good to read that chapter every day of the week before.
所以我们就觉得在主日之前每一天我们应该把这一章再读。
Read it repeatedly.
重复的读。
And the next aspect.
第八。
Read the word extensively.
要深刻的读。
Now by this, brothers and sisters, I mean, sometimes it's good to read a whole book at one sitting, if possible.
有的时候我们需要整卷的书把它读过。
Like for example, Philippians.
好像腓立比书。
Or Ephesians.
或者以弗所书。
You know, read the whole book, it will just take you a short time.
整卷书读过很快会读完。
And get an overview of the whole book.
然后能够看到这卷书整卷的意思。
Or spend a longer time to read a longer book.
或者是花长一点时间把一卷长的书读完。
That's very helpful to understand the whole Word of God.
因为非常的好，我们能够把整卷书的意思读出来。
You get an overview of that.
你能够把全意读出来。
And then I would say, read the Word of God faithfully.
然后我们再说，要忠心的读。
If you missed one day.
如果你有一天落了没有读。
Go back the next day and keep going.
明天继续读下去。
Be faithful.
要忠心。
Now this is January 1st, 2008, right?
现在是2008年1月1号。
I think this is a good day to have a new beginning with the Word of God.
今天是一个好的日子，对于神的话，我们有一个新的开始。
This is a good day to decide. This year, I want to be faithful in reading the Word of God.
这是一个好的日子，我们今天下定决心，我们今年对主的话要忠心的读。
And ask the Lord for grace for that.
求主给我们有恩典。
And set your heart for that.
叫我们的心这样定义这样做。
I heard recently that a poll was taken of how many people keep their New Year's resolutions.
最近我说有一个调查，有多少人能够持守他们新年定下的愿望。
And they polled a lot of people.
所以他们就做了很多的民意的调查。
They found out that 60% do not keep them.
就发现呢 ,60% 不能够守住他们新年的诺言。
And many just last for about a month and then give it up.
很多人呢就是大概一个月就放弃了。
But they did find that about 40% did manage to keep them.
然后他们这个调查就发现 ,40% 的人能够持守。
And I think this 40% included a lot of men and women who decided to lose weight.
我相信这个40%里面呢，包括很多人要减肥的人。
They managed to keep it.
他们好像能够保持他们的诺言减肥。
Well, I think we need to set our heart on the Word of God, but depend on His grace.
我们需要把我们的心放在神的话上，我们要靠他的恩典。
We can pray and ask him, Lord, keep me and remind me to be faithful to read your word.
我们可以向神祷告，主啊，你提醒我，你保守我对读你的话上忠心。
Now another aspect I would mention.
下一个,
When the word convicts you, confess. Read the word with confession.
当这个话向你显明的时候, 你实在对神的话要认罪。
That's exactly what the Jews did here.
这就是当时犹太人所做的。
And the next aspect, read the word with thanksgiving and worship and praise.
下一点是带着感谢、赞美的心来读神的话。
When you read, the Lord is going to speak to you and is going to bless you.
当你读神的话的时候, 这些话, 神的话向你说, 而且赐福给你。
Give thanks to Him and give worship to Him.
感谢他, 敬拜他。
When you read the word, the Spirit is going to reveal Christ to you.
当你读神的话的时候, 圣灵会把基督启示在你的里面。
Oh, that's the time to be full of praise to Him.
这是我们要对他发出赞美的时刻。
One more aspect.
最后,
and this is what we call the bottom line.
我们这里讲到, 这个是最终的底线。
Read the word obediently.
要 有遵行神话的心智来读,
read it to do it.
带着顺服的心来读,
keep the word and obey the word.
要持守遵行神的话。
Now, brothers and sisters, I think we have 12 items.
我们讲完了12点。
I hope that you could all practice them.
我希望你们都能够去, 实行操练这12点。
And many of you have written them down, and I hope that you will go back and read them over again and exercise to keep all of them.
我看到你们很多人都记下来了, 但你们回去再温习, 然后有这样的操练。
Now, chapter 9 continues in verse 5 with,
第九章, 我们从第五节再来继续,
with a long prayer of confession.
这里有一个 很长的祷告是认罪的祷告。
The Levites lead this prayer.
立位人带着有这个祷告。
And I hope you can all read it.
希望你们都能够回去读。
We don't have time to read it this morning.
我们今天早上没有时间来读这个认罪的祷告。
It's very worthwhile to read through the whole chapter, the whole confession.
我们希望大家 能够把整章整个认罪的祷告把它读。
They had a lot to confess.
他们有许多需要认罪的地方。
And brothers and sisters, they confessed to the bottom.
他们实在认罪到底。
They cleared up everything.
他们, 清理了他们所有低层的罪恶。
They had a full clearance of all their sins.
他们把他们所有的罪都清除出来。
They not only confessed their own sins.
他们不单只认自己的罪。
They confessed the sins of their fathers.
他们认他们祖宗的罪。
Because they were still suffering for the sins of their fathers.
因为他们仍然因为他们祖宗的罪孽而受苦。
They were so convicted by the word of God, they wanted to have a full confession.
他们神的罪实在是照亮了他们，他们要有一个完整的认罪。
I think many times, brothers and sisters, we would like to have a full confession.
很多时候我们实在需要有这样一个彻底的认罪。
Sometimes the word of God convicts us about a number of things.
很多时候神的话照亮了我们一些的事情。
We need to get rid of and we need to confess.
我们需要来解决这些的问题，我们需要认罪。
And clear up the whole thing.
我们需要来清理这些的东西。
It's good to have a full clearance.
需要一个彻底的清理。
And then to go on in a new way, living by the word.
然后我们需要, 有一个新的开始, 照着神的话向前走。
Now in all this confession, they vindicated God and condemned themselves.
整个的认罪里面, 他们实在承认神所示的, 然后他们, 俯伏, 求神责备他们。
Now that's the way to confess.
这是, 认罪的一个道路。
God is righteous.
神是公义的。
We are unrighteous.
我们是不义的。
And whatever He does and whatever discipline He has sent to us is righteous.
他所做的, 他在我们身上的管教是公义。
And we can blame ourselves, not Him.
我们只能够在这里认自己的罪，我们不能够怨他。
We should always vindicate him.
我们实在是觉得他是承认他是他的主权。
Before they start going into the detail of their own sin, they speak about their redemption from Egypt.
他们在承认自己那些所犯的罪之前，他们在这里要
their redemption.
啊，他们在这里再一次看到神对他们的救赎。
Yeah. And they mentioned that in verse 10.
第十节那里告诉我们。
The last part of the verse, they say, for thou knewest that they dealt proudly against God's people. The Egyptians dealt proudly.
正如这里说，这些埃及，你知道，他们向我们列祖行事狂傲。
And caused God's people to suffer much.
以至于神的百姓受许多的苦。
So the Lord sent 10 judgments upon the Egyptians.
所以神就用了十灾来审判埃及人。
I want to point out here, brothers and sisters, the judgments came because they dealt proudly.
因为审判临到埃及人是他们这些人行事狂傲。
Pride was the source of their sin.
骄傲是他们罪的源头。
Pride is the source of every sin.
你知道骄傲是一切罪的源头。
And the world today is full of pride.
今天世界是充满了骄傲。
And pride is the source of the world.
你知道这个狂傲就是世界的起源。
And of all the sin in it.
也就是其中一切罪恶的根源。
Now we come down to verse 16.
我们来到十六节的时候。
And now they're confessing their own sin.
然后他们就在那里认自己的罪。
And they start out, but they and our fathers dealt proudly.
他说我们的列祖行事狂傲。
Not only the Egyptians dealt proudly, but now the problem is the Jews are doing the same thing.
不单止埃及人行事狂傲，犹太人他们也狂傲。
They also deal proudly, and because of their pride, they sin in many ways.
因着他们的狂傲，所以他们就犯了许多的罪。
And they provoke God to the uttermost.
哦，他们在那里实在的得罪了神。
And they go on, but in the last part of verse 17, they're vindicating God.
第十七节，他们在那里在承认神所做。
But thou art a God ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness, and forsookest them not.
但你是乐意饶恕人，有恩典，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱的神，并不丢弃他们。
And this is the way they go through their prayer. They confess their sin, and then they glorify God and vindicate him.
这是他们的祷告，他们先认自己的罪，然后他们把荣耀归给神。
And we come to verse 29.
到二十九节。
Again, in the middle of the verse, yet they dealt proudly and hearkened not unto thy commandments, but sinned against thine ordinances.
这里再说，他们却行事狂傲，不听从你的诫命，干犯你的典章。
They're going back to the source all the time and pointing out the pride.
回到这个犯罪的根源就是他们的狂傲。
You know, sometimes when the Lord convicts us, we wonder, now why did I do that?
有的时候神光照我们，我们就问为什么我们会这样呢？
What led me to sin in that way?
我怎么样会带到这种的罪里面去呢？
But sisters,Many times we can trace it back and see the pride.
很多时候我们回到找到那个根源，这是狂傲。
Verse
33. 第33节。
Howbeit thou art just in all that is come upon us, for thou hast dealt truly, but we have done wickedly.
在一切临到我们的事上，你却是公义的，因你所行的是诚实，我们所做的是邪恶。
It's a long chapter, but it's so good to see how thorough they are in dealing with all their sin.
你看到这是一张很长的圣经，但是你看到这个有很仔细的他们在那里对付他们的罪恶。
Now, in verse 38,
第三十八节
we can see what they decided to do.
我们就看到他们最后的决定是什么呢？
And yet for all this we make a sure covenant and write it, and our princes, our Levites, and our priests seal unto it.
因着一切的事我们立确实的约写在册上，我们的首领、立位人和祭司都签了名。
They decide to make a new covenant with the Lord.
他们决定要与神立一个新的、确实的约。
And in this covenant, they are setting their hearts to keep the word of God.
在这个新的约上，他们是用心要守神的话。
And they seal it.
他们在这里签了名字。
And in chapter 10, the first 27 verses mentions all the names of those who sealed it.
在第十章前面二十七节就记载到所有签名的人。
The Lord records all the names.
神记下这所有的名字。
I think there's about 84 names here.
我相信这里是八十四个名字。
We won't read them this morning.
我们早上不用去读了。
And Nehemiah was the first one who sealed it.
尼希米是头一个签名的人。
The first one was Nehemiah the governor.
头一个是省长尼希米。
In this covenant, mainly, they pledged themselves, they vow to do three things.
在这个约的里面，他们自己要立约，他们要做三件事情。
Number one,
第一件,
you can see in verse 29, they all vow to keep the word of the Lord individually as it pertained to them.
第二十九节那里，他们发咒起誓，要守摩西所传的律法。
And in verse 30,
第三十节,
they vowed not to give their daughters or their sons in marriage to any foreigners.
他们起誓不把他们的女儿嫁给这地的居民，也不为儿子娶他们的女儿。
And in verse 31,
三十一节,
they vow to keep the Sabbath day holy.
他们发誓要守安息日是圣日。
And one more, that there would be four things.
第四件,
from verse 32 to the end,They vow to bring the first fruit of all their produce and their cattle and their sons and daughters to the house of the Lord.
他们从三十二节一直到末了，这是第四件事情。他们要把初熟的果子，包括地里产生的他们所生的儿女，都献到神的殿里面去。
Brother and sister, this is a real revival.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个实在的复兴。
They are so desirous now to keep the word in every way.
他们实在是那样的乐意完全持守神的话。
And not let anything go.
也不放掉任何一点。
And they want to take care of the Lord's house in detail.
他们实在要顾到神家里面的细节。
And the last, at the end of the chapter, the very last sentence,
最后的一节
says, and we will not forsake the house of our God.
我们就不离弃我们神的殿。
It's quite wonderful.
实在是非常的美好。
May the Lord have us such a remnant like that.
求主给我们有这样的一个心愿。
Reading the word will bring us to that.
读神的话会把我们带到这种光景。
Brothers and sisters, listen to this. The way to have our first love for the Lord is to come back to His Word.
弟兄姊妹，我们能够回到起初的爱的第一步，乃是我们要回到神的话里面。
The Word of God will bring us into our first love.
神的话会把我们带回那起初的爱当中。
Every revival and every recovery of God is based on the Word of God.
神每一次 的复兴，神一切的恢复，都是从神的话开始。
Only by the word of God can we grow in Christ.
只有借着神的话，我们从在基督里面长大。
Only by the word of God can we pursue Christ.
也只有借着神的话，我们才能够追求得到主。
Only by the word of God can the walls be truly built up and maintained.
只有借着神的话，神的城墙才能够真实给建造起来，然后能够维持得好。
Only by the word of God will God's purpose be accomplished in us.
也唯有借着神的话，神的旨意才能够在我们身上成就。
Brothers and sisters, if we neglect the word, we can just cancel out all those things.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们忽略了神的话，我们就不用提这一切。
The word of God is the basis for all of those.
神的话是我们所讲这一切的根基。
Now I think we could skip over to chapter 12 and see the dedication of the wall.
我们现在可以跳到十二章，看到奉献耶路撒冷城墙。
Now, I wonder if we could put that map back up here.
我们把那个图我们再来打上去。
Now the dedication of the wall does not come until this time.
城墙的奉献直到这个时刻才出现。
They were not ready for it before.
他们之前他们还没有预备好。
The wall was finished in chapter 6.
城墙是在第六章就建造好了。
But it's not dedicated until chapter 12.
但是直到十二章才把它奉献。
You see, morally and spiritually speaking, they needed the word of God first.
你知道在属灵上在道德上他们需要先有神的话。
They needed their confession first.
他们需要先认罪。
They needed a thorough clearance first.
他们先需要来清理他们的问题。
They needed to have their heart set upon keeping God's word.
他们需要把他们的心能够集中在神话语的上面。
Then they could be ready to dedicate.
然后他们才能够预备好把城墙献给神。
Now we look at chapter 12, verse 27.
我们看12章第26节。
And the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought the Levites out of all their places to bring them to Jerusalem to keep the dedication with gladness, both with thanksgiving and with singing, with cymbals, psalteries, and with harps.
这是27节，耶路撒冷城墙告成的时候，众民就把各族的利未人招来耶路撒冷，要称谢歌唱，敲把鼓筛弹琴，欢乐喜喜的行告成之礼。
And the sons of the singers gathered themselves together.
然后歌唱的人从耶路撒冷的周围聚在一起。
Verse 30.
第三十节。
And the priests and the Levites purified themselves, and they purified the people and the gates.And the wall.
祭司和利未人就洁净自己，也洁净百姓和城门并城墙。
The priests and the Levites did all of this.
祭司跟利未人他们做了这些洁净的工作。
You know, they had this kind of holy water that was made for purifying.
你知道他们有这些洁净的圣水。来洁净这些的东西。
It's mentioned in Numbers chapter 19.
是在民数记十九章里面讲到。
It was made with the ashes of a red heifer.
是用红母牛的灰来放在水里面的。
And I think they used this, you know, to purify themselves first, and then to purify the wall.
他们首先要洁净自己，然后洁净城墙，洁净所有的门。
They wanted nothing to be defiling about themselves or the wall.
他们不愿意他们自己或城墙有任何的玷污。
They did a very good work.
他们在这里做好这件事情。
Now, verse 31, Nehemiah is speaking.
31节尼希米在这里说。
Then I brought up the princes of Judah upon the wall and appointed two great companies that gave thanks and went in procession.
我带犹大的首领上城， 使称谢的人分为两大队，排列而行。
Whereof one went on the right hand upon the wall toward the dung gate.
说第一队在城上往右边向粪场门行走。
And verse 35.
35节。
And certain of the priests, the sons of the priests with trumpets.
还有吹号之祭司的子孙。
And then you have the last part of verse 36.
36节后面。
And others with the musical instruments of David, the man of God. And Ezra the scribe was before them.
说都拿着神人大卫的乐器，然后文士以斯拉引领他们。
And by the fountain gate, and straight before them they went up by the stairs of the city of David at the center, the ascent of the wall above the house of David, even unto the water gate eastward.
说他们经过全门往前，从大卫城的台阶随地势而上，在大卫宫殿以上直行到朝东的水门。
Now you could recognize and remember all these gates they're coming.
你可以记得这些的门啊。
Now they had two companies.
他们有分成两队。
But sisters, it's obvious this is the place where they're starting from.
他们是从这个谷门进来。
They're both starting from the valley gate.
两队都是从谷门开始。
That's a very meaningful place to begin.
这是一个非常有意义的开始。
You remember the significance of the valley gate.
你记得这个谷门的意义。
That's the place where we all humble ourselves.
那都是我们要谦卑自己的地方。
And realize we are nothing but He is everything.
我们在那里承认我们是一无所有，他是我们的一切。
And we enter into the experience of Christ, who humbled Himself.
我们在那里进入过耶稣基督他谦卑自己的经历。
And who said, I am meek and lowly in heart.
他说我心里柔和谦卑。
Learn of me.
你们要学我的样式。
So at the dedication of the wall, they start here.
在这里献城墙的时候他们从这里开始。
Indicating that for this completed wall, all the glory goes to him.
在这里就说出了在这个完整的城墙一切的荣耀都归给他。
Without him, we never could have done it.
因为神我们实在什么都做不成。
So one of the companies is starting right here and they're going down in this direction.
所以一队是从谷门然后向下方向而走。
By the dung gate, by the fountain gate.
经过粪场门，经过船门。
And up the stairs of David, which are right about there.
然后进到大卫的台阶。
Up by the water gate.
直到水门。
They go this far.
他们到了那个地方。
And Ezra is taking the lead.
以斯拉在这里带领。
It's very appropriate for Ezra to take the lead of this group.
非常适合于是以斯拉在带领。
And then,
然后,
and verse 38, we read about the other group.
然后38节我们就讲到另外一
队。And the other company of them that gave thanks went to meet them, and Nehemiah said, and I after them.
说第二队称谢的人要与那一队相迎而行，我和民的一半跟随他们。
And then he traces their route.
然后他就跟着，然后就讲出了他们的这条途径。
So this company is going up in this direction.
所以这一队是向那个方向走。
By the Ephraim gate, the old gate.
到了以法，经过以法莲门、
the fish gate,
主门、鱼门、
the sheep gate,
羊门。
And they come around all this distance and they come down and meet the other gate, the other group right there.
然后跟那一队人就在这个地方相遇。
Now we read before there's a broad place here, so there was room for them all to stand.
你知道在这里有一个宽阔的地方在他们能够都停在那里。
Now, it's interesting, Nehemiah did not lead that group.
很有意思的，尼希米没有带着这一队人。
You would think Ezra led the first group, Nehemiah should lead the second group.
而且你就想，以斯拉带一队，那尼希米应该带另外一队。
But Nehemiah did not lead them, he came after them.
他没有带领这一队，他是跟随他们。
I think this is quite kind of consistent with Nehemiah's character.
这跟尼希米的性格是相符的。
He wanted to back up everything.
他在那里要扶持着一切。
He wanted to give support to them all.
他要在那里要帮助他们。
There wouldn't be any stragglers behind, coming behind.
在后面就没有任何的困难在后面。
He kept them all going.
他在那里来扶持他们向前走。
As they're going around the wall, they're doing three things.
当他们在城墙围绕城墙行走的时候，他们做三件事。
Number one,
第一件，
they're giving thanks.
他们感谢。
Thanksgiving is mentioned four times.
在这个有四次提到谢恩感谢。
They're all thanking God.
他们在那个一同感谢神。
The wall is finished.
城墙建造好了。
Thank you, Lord, you helped us to do it.
感谢神，你帮助我们做好。
We worship you.
我们敬拜你。
We give thanks to you.
我们奉你发出感谢。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
Not only that.
不单止这样。
They had the priests with trumpets.
这些祭司在吹角。
Blowing the trumpets.
在他们那里吹角。
Giving testimony.
在那里做见证。
Trumpets are for testimony.
因为吹角是做见证。
Not only that.
不单止这样。
But all the people are singing.
这些所有的百姓都在那里歌唱。
With the musical instrument.
带着乐器。
Of David, the man of God.
来高举神的名。
The giving thanks is unto God.
他们把感谢归给神。
The testimony is toward the world.
见证是向着世界的。
The singing is for our own enjoyment.
诗歌是为着我们里面有享用。
So all parties are covered.
所以每一面的人都在那里包括了。
God gets the thanks.
神得着感谢。
The world gets the testimony.
世界人看到我们的见证。
And we get the enjoyment.
我们也得着享用。
I think it's quite wonderful.
这实在是美好。
And now you have to read verse 43.
我们一定要读43节。
And they offered great sacrifices that day and rejoiced.
说那日众人献大祭而欢乐。
For God had made them rejoice with great joy.
因为神使他们大大欢乐。
And the women also, and the children rejoiced.
连妇女带孩童也都欢乐。
So that the joy of Jerusalem was heard even afar off.
甚至耶路撒冷中的欢乐声听到远处。
What a great day that was.
那实在是个伟大的日子。
And it doesn't mention those enemies, Sanballat and Tobiah here.
在这里再没有提到那些敌人三巴拉。这些人
They were mentioned in chapter 6 when the wall was finished.
当第六章城墙建好的时候又提到这些。
It says there that they were much cast down in their own eyes.
这里说这些人都给赶出去了。
For they realized that this work was wrought of God.
因为他们实在承认这是神所做的事。
And it was.
实在是神所做成的。
This was the work of God through His people.
这是神借着他的百姓所做成的工。
They were all in one accord to do it.
他们都同心合意的来做。
They did it under the leadership of Nehemiah.
经着尼希米的带领，他们完成了这个工作。
And not only that wall was accomplished.
不单只这个。
Externally.
城墙外面建造完成。
But something was built up in them internally.
而且在他们的里面也有实际的建造。
They had quite much cause to rejoice.
他们实在里面满了喜乐。
God made them rejoice.
神使他们喜乐。
With great joy.
有大大的喜乐。
That means God was happy.
就说明神也满了喜乐。
You know,While they're walking around on the wall, just picture them.
你想象那幅图画，他们围着城墙在那里走。
First of all, it must be a pretty wide wall for all these people to walk around on it, huh?
你想到这个城墙应该是很宽的，他们能够在上面走。
I don't think it's just one room for one person to walk, and afraid he might fall over.
我相信那个城墙不是很窄的，只有一个人仅仅能够通行这样。
I think it must have been eight or ten feet wide.
我想这个城墙可能有八尺十尺那么宽的城墙。
What a lot of work went into that.
因为那里实在有，这是一个很大的工程。
I think while they're walking along the wall, you know, some of them could remember, oh, that's the part I worked on.
哦，他们在城墙上走的时候，有的人会想，哎呀，这个是我建造的。
The father remember had his daughters with him working.
哦，这个父亲就想，他跟着女儿一同在这里的建造。
Jenny, Clara, Bethany, look, this is the part we did.
哎，他说我这些女儿啊，这些来，你看看，这是我们一起建造的。
No, I don't think they put their initials in the border.
我相信他们没有把他们的名字写在墙上。
You know, like you see many times today, you walk down the sidewalk, you see someone's initials.
你现在走，今天走在街上，看看那里有刻着人的名字。
But they can remember that was some of them. That was next to their house.
他们可以记得有些是对着他们的房屋的。
They can remember, you know, what they had done, and they can remember how much God had helped them.
他们记得这是他们所做的，他们也记得神如何的帮助他们。
They did it under suffering and persecution.
他们在极大的苦难跟逼迫底下来完成的。
Now it was all completed.
现在都完成了。
One day, brothers and sisters, we will be there in the New Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，有一天我们都要到新耶路撒冷。
With all those great walls around us.
有那伟大的墙在那里。
144 cubits high.
144肘高。
I don't think we will see the part we worked on at that.
我们可能不会看到我们所建造的。
But we will know that we did have a part in it.
我们实在会知道我们在那里有份。
Brothers and sisters, we're working on that wall right now.
弟兄姊妹，我们现在在建造那个墙。
2008 is a very good year to build that wall.
2008年是一个很好的时刻来建造城墙。
And we're building together.
我们一同建造。
With brothers and sisters all over the world, we're building that same wall.
跟弟兄姊妹，全世界的弟兄姊妹一起在那里一同建造。
I tell you, in that day,God will make us rejoice with great joy.
好，弟兄姊妹，我告诉你，那一天神就叫我们大大的喜乐。
Let us be faithful today.
让我们今天能够忠心。
By His word.
借着他的话。
The word will strengthen us.
他的话给我们力量。
The word will supply us bountifully.
神的话会供应我们一切的需要。
And we'll be able to build much more than we ever expected.
我们能够建造的是超过我们能够想象的。
God will do wonderful things in us and in our family.
神会借着我们跟在我们的家中做奇妙的工作。
And in our church.
也在我们的教会里面做奇妙的工作。
And in the whole earth.
然后在全地做奇妙的工作。
The best way to help other brothers and sisters throughout the earth is to build up where we are.
最好的方法帮助传递的弟兄姊妹，就是在我们本地有建造。
May the Lord bless His word to us.
求主用着他的话赐福给我们。
Oh, brothers, go for the word of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们要得神的话。
Now, this is the Lord, I think, sovereignly gave us this first year of the, this first day of the year to focus on the word of God.
在神主宰的安排里面，这是在新年的第一天给我们的话。
May we do that for the whole year.
让我们全年都在那里来读主的话。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Lord, how much we worship you for giving us your holy word.
主啊，我们实在不知道如何的感谢你，你把你神圣的话给了我们。
Thank you, by it, we can be filled with the knowledge of thy will.
弟兄姊妹，我们神，我们感谢你，你用你自己永远的旨意充满在我们里面。
And we can grow, and we can accomplish thy purpose.
我们可以成长，我们可以完成你自己荣耀的旨意。
Lord, we're here for that.
弟兄姊妹，我们为了这个在这里存留。
And this first day of the year, we set our heart for this.
在新年的第一天，我们把心这样的来定下，归向你。
Lord, give us much grace.
给我们有恩典。
And remind us and keep us in your word.
来提醒我们，保守我们在你话的里面。
And may we read it in the best way.
让我们能够好好的读你的话。
We ask in your dear name.
我们 奉你宝贝的名祈求。
阿们。阿们。